Okay, so the title of this message is Moving from Suffering to Joy. So today I'm going to be giving you four steps that you can take or that your counselees can take that will help you move from suffering to joy. But I want to emphasize up front that this is not a formula to follow. So one of the criticisms of the biblical counseling movement is that sometimes people just slap on Bible verses without compassion and understanding. So we are called to love others, but we are called to love wisely. So anyone can be kind to someone who is suffering, but counselors need a higher level of wisdom to best love the sufferer that is coming to them for help. So what I'm presenting to you today is a grid to help you begin to formulate a plan to help those who are suffering, but it will take a lot of wisdom from the Holy Spirit to best understand where someone is at in their journey with suffering. So I'm going to start us off with a word of prayer, and then we'll dive in, okay? Lord, I just thank you so much for this group of women. I pray just as they are in their last full day of the conference, we're probably all tired and just mental overload of all the wonderful information they've gotten this week. I pray that you would give them just alertness in these last two sessions today. I pray that you would, that the scriptures that I present today, that you would be moving through those and that the Holy Spirit would be convicting and encouraging and however you want, God. I pray that I would not say anything incorrect and that if I do say anything heretical, that everyone would just forget it as soon as they walk out the door. And so, Lord, hide me behind the cross. Use my story for your glory. I ask this all in your son's precious name. Amen. Okay, so why is this topic relevant? First of all, everyone goes through suffering. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. We cannot escape this life without suffering. So oftentimes when we go through hard times, it can feel like we're the only one experiencing this level of pain. But the Bible says otherwise. Varying levels of hardship are part of our past, present, and future as believers. And when we experience a tragedy, it can often feel like I am never going to feel happy again. Do you know those people who just seem to have been gifted with a little more serotonin than everyone else? They just have a happy demeanor all the time. Maybe that's not how you feel, but there is a sense where God's people should be the happiest people on earth. There should be an underlying contentment and gratitude that gives us just a pleasant aroma in our daily lives. But today we're talking about something deeper. Joy. I would argue that joy is different than happiness, and there is a special kind of joy that is born in the depth of suffering. John Piper says, there are rare and wonderful species of joy that flourish only in the rainy atmosphere of suffering. And the late David Paulson once said, in the hands of a loving God, sorrow and suffering become the doorways into the greatest and most indestructible joys. This indestructible joy is given to the believer who endures to the glory of God under the immense pressure of suffering. And so our goal today is to understand how to get to that joy. But first, let's chat for a minute about the difference between a trial and a consequence of sin. So a trial is something that you didn't cause. It's not an effect of a bad decision on your end. A trial is a type of suffering that's out of your control and is happening to you. For example, getting hit by a vehicle where the other driver was texting. That's a trial. But consequences of sin are different. And we need to make sure we know the difference because when we need to go to different places in Scripture to receive counsel depending upon which camp we fit into. So if I rob a bank and then go to prison, verses such as don't be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you is not the correct context to apply that. That's not a trial. Well, there probably was a trial, but that's not suffering by trial. That is a consequence of sin. So there are beautiful promises of hope for those suffering by trial from Genesis all the way to Revelation. From the promise of Jesus crushing the serpent's head in Genesis all the way to the leaves of the tree of life in Revelation 22 that bring healing to people from every nation, which is just, I don't have time to go into that, but it's just such a fascinating concept that the nations, all the people of all the nations are going to receive this medicinal healing for eternity, for all of our sorrows. Anyways, got off topic. Okay, so many promises in between Genesis and Revelation, literal specific promises that we can cling to when our world is rocked. I never enjoyed the Psalms until I began to trust God in my suffering. And now Psalm 34 is one of my favorite passages, and we will walk through that Psalm a little bit later. The promises of those going through trial are extremely specific. But if your counselee is experiencing a consequence of sin, there are different places in God's word where they can find their hope. So there is much comfort if God is disciplining us when we are blind to a sin or discipline, if we have been giving in to sin and ignoring our convictions and God is disciplining us. There's a lot of comfort there because it's a sign that we belong to the Lord. Hebrews 12, 5 through 11 says that all God's kids are getting spanked. That's not a direct quote. That's more of a paraphrase. But there's comfort in experiencing God's consequences and discipline because it's momentary and it's a sign that God loves us. He's being a good dad. Joy in consequences of sin is possible through humility and repentance. But today, we are specifically talking about joy in the midst of trial. So I understand that you guys have two back-to-back sessions, and so if you want to, you're welcome to put your notebooks down for a little bit. I'm going to share a bit of my story because I could split my life in half. Part one is responding to suffering in the wrong way, and part two is responding to suffering in a new way. So I was raised in a Christian home. I had a wonderful childhood. I'm the oldest and the only girl in my family, so my mom and I were super close. My dad is a veteran and was a firefighter captain in a large city, and he was my hero. My parents owned a large property of mostly forest with a huge creek that wrapped around our house, so I spent four seasons of the year playing outside in the woods with my brothers. It was a great way to grow up. At the age of 12, I heard a fire and brimstone message at my church and was convicted that if I died today, I didn't know if I would be going to heaven or hell. And those types of messages, I don't think are very popular anymore, but I truly believe that that was the moment where I dedicated my life to Christ and received the Holy Spirit. 1 year after my salvation, my family experienced a crime committed against us by a member of our church. It was absolutely devastating. For the first time in my life, I experienced deep suffering. For the first time, I saw my parents as more than just my mom and dad. They were two people hurting from a tragedy that God had allowed. My childhood had had so much security and love that I'd never thought twice about God's involvement in the order of my life. Now, everything seemed to be thrown into chaos. What was God doing? Suffering is messy. I was still so new in my faith. And I remember thinking, God loves me enough to save me from hell, but he doesn't love me enough to save me from suffering on earth. As the oldest child, I was always very protective of my siblings and my family, but I began to feel a next level defensiveness over my family and over my own heart. This level of pain was unbearable, and I could never let myself or anyone I love feel this way again. The chaos around me was creeping into me, and I knew I can't live like this. Thus began my obsession with control. if I can control my life,